We didn't do the album, quite honestly, to prove that I could sing. The album is what they call a concept album, and I had some things that I wanted to say. You can't say them on The Tonight Show or in a newspaper article sometimes. I mean, people kind of take out the things that they want to take out and hit the highlights, and usually some of the things that you feel the most are never really laid out for the people, and they never really get to know you. And I found myself in the last couple of years listening to Kris Kristofferson, not to hear him sing, but to hear what he had to say. And I thought, well, why don't I just do an album? And maybe if even a couple of people that are fans of mine, or not fans of mine, either way, listen to it, they'll come away from listening to the album and know me a little better, which is kind of important to me. Well, when we were trying to find the cuts for the album, I came across a song by a fellow named Dick Feller. Not this particular song, but it was a song about relationship between a man and his son. And I want a kid very badly, and I've tried to adopt one the last couple of years and had run into all kinds of problems. This was an idea that I had in my head, and I called this guy, Dick Feller. And he was on vacation. And I said, this is Burt Reynolds, and I'm a big fan of yours. And he said, where the hell do you know me from? And I said, I heard this song that you did. And I said, I want to tell you about an idea. So I told him the idea. He said, man, I'm just up here letting my my beard grow, and I don't want to write anything. But he said, that's a fascinating idea. Let me think about it. I just knew by listening to the song that I heard from him that he would jump on the idea. He called me back the very next day, and he said, I think I've got something. Told me the title. And I said, yeah, you're on the way. One day later, he came in and handed me the song. And when we went in to record the album, I was a little uptight about singing, naturally, because I had never sung before. And we did about, I guess, four cuts singing. And we got to this particular cut, which I don't sing, I just talk. And the band was there, all those great guys from Nashville who are really laid back and great bunch of guys. And I went in the booth and they played this, and I did it first take. I came out of the booth and they were all applauding. And I said, I think I better do it again. And Bob said, well, you crazy? Well, that's it, one take. And that's what we did. I was nervous before I got there. They made me feel absolutely wonderful. It's the greatest bunch of guys I've ever been around. And, you know, I would come out of this booth having gone in there thinking, well, I'll do the best I can, and come out, and I would hear all these comments, and I thought, well, you know, you guys don't have to say that. And they say, no, we really mean it. You know, they'd just done Elvis and Chris and Bobby and two or three other people about the week before. And by the time it was over, we'd hang in there till sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I did the album in 2 days. By 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't wait to get back in the booth. I said, come on, I want to do it, you know. I was really having a ball. I had more fun making the album than anything I've done. The beginning, the first cut on the album is Childhood 1949, which is the time I grew up. Goes through early childhood, first love, thoughts about religion. Then it has some thoughts about, you can't always sing a happy song, which of course is true. Success, how do you handle success? And then finally, wanting a kid, you know, settling down. And I didn't shake the world today to Jew, which of course is true. And then at the end, last love. There's one controversial cut on the album, which of course, everybody that knows me well, and I wanted to have one cut on the album that everybody said, you know what that so-and-so did? I thought it would be fun to shake people up a little bit. So we did one cut on the album that made people talk to themselves a little bit. She's Taking a Gentle Lover. The idea of that was that when I was going through all the different songs in Nashville, the title struck me immediately. And this was one of the few songs in the album that wasn't written especially for me. And the gal that was there from Tree Publishing said, oh, you don't want that because nobody will touch that song. And I said, why? And she said, well, it's a great song, but you know what it's really about? And I said, no. She said, well, it's about a guy who loses his girl to a girl. I said, let me hear that song right now. I played the song, and unless you listen to the words, unless you know what the song is all about, it sounds just like losing a girl to a gentle lover. And then when you hear the lyrics, it takes on a whole new concept, and it's beautifully written. I'm sure that a lot of people know that Hey Jude, which was a fairly successful, you know, record, was a million seller, was the same thing. Fabulous cut. You listen to the words, and it's kind of interesting.
Love can be wonderful, complicated, exciting, and painful. But when that little word love takes shape, it seems to overshadow everything, unless that shape is a triangle. A triangle is defined as having three straight sides. Sometimes, only one side is straight. She's a stranger now. Changed somehow behind the face that I once knew. For long I'd known that she had hungered for the key that unlocks Pandora's box where her love must be. Now the chains are free from the shackle of locked in her soul. Lord, she's found the key in the self-reflection that she holds. Through shaded grays and blues, down shadow ever moves. She halts the boulevards that she never knew. She's taken a gentle lover. They sit there wine together in a bar they call Golden Eye. Pale hands by candlelight, fair lovers of the night. I won't say it's wrong, she believes it's right. There's another now. They share a room of gloomy things. Lord, they're blind somehow to the backward looks and whispered names. In the shelter of her kind, she takes a dreamer's wine. As far as she can be from these arms of mine. In a gentle lover, they sit there and wine together in a bar they call the Golden Isle. Pale hands by candlelight, fair lovers of the night. I won't say it's wrong if she believes it's right. She's taking a gentle lover, they sit there and wine.
That was She's Taken a Gentle Lover from my new album, Ask Me What I Am. And this is Burt Reynolds.